U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow got a big boost in her reelection campaign this week. Who's with her now, Jack, and what does it mean to Stabenow's opponent, Republican Pete Hoekstra?
Well, the Michigan Farm Bureau, which normally endorses Republicans, not all the time, but normally endorsed Senator Stabenow, who, of course, is the chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee and has worked very hard and diligently, I think, over the last few years at sort of cultivating the farm community, the agriculture community. And so it's sort of another blow to former Congressman Hoekstra, who, you know, has been running behind in the polls and needs some of the support of these traditionally Republican groups.
A jury has finally been seated in the corruption trial of former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. What's the focus of the trial, and how long do you think it'll last, Jack?
Probably forever. No, this is going to be a very long trial. They're saying 4 months, could be longer. This is what people are sort of calling the Kilpatrick gang or cabal. It's a number of Detroit former officials who are alleged to have participated in corrupt activities, financially enriching activities with the former mayor, who, of course, has already spent some time for things that he did while he was mayor. But these are potentially much more serious charges that would send people to jail for years and years. But this is going to be a very long, very complex, and very expensive trial.
And this is a federal trial, correct?
This is a federal trial. It involves numerous defendants, and they had some difficulty seating a jury, but they finally have done that, and everybody has their fingers crossed. But this trial will be with us probably into the new year, unless there's some plea bargaining, which on behalf of one or more defendants. But right now, people don't look to see that.
We've got art in the news, art prize in Grand Rapids, a film festival in Detroit. And we just heard that University of Michigan School of Art and Design got a $40 million gift. With all the economic troubles in the state, why do you think creativity is so vibrant here, Jack?
We know this is some very good and positive news. I think we lose sight sometimes of the fact that we have a very diverse state. We've got 10 million people here, very diverse regions in the state, a lot of educated people, a lot of talented people. And we've always had a lot of art here. And I think phenomena like Art Prize and maybe the sort of, you know, the decline in importance of the traditional manufacturing sector have had us sort of focusing on these things more and on the artists and the writers and the other people who add these dimensions to our state. But this is an encouraging thing. And, you know, I think the more we talk about it and shine some publicity on it, the more it's apt to flourish even more.
I hope you have a great weekend with your box of Crayolas, Jack.
Well, I may indulge in a little finger painting, but you never know. I hope the weather's nice.